My name was Richard Nixon, only now I'm a girl. You wouldn't know it, but I used to be the king of the world. Compared to last time, I look like I've hit the skids. Living in the project with my two little kids. It's not what I would have chosen.
The first Kingsville Folk Festival takes place from August 8th to 10th in Lakeside Park in Kingsville. The festival will feature four daytime stages, a dedicated children's area, and an evening main stage. And with a broad mandate to feature acoustic roots music of all types and 50% Canadian content, it promises to be a great weekend for anyone who loves folk music. With a lineup that features Bruce Coburn, Valdi, Jane Sibri, and David Francie, among others, it's clear that they intend to hit their ground running. To learn more about this wonderful new festival, we reached out to Artistic Director Michelle Law earlier this week. So it's great to get to talk to you today, Michelle.
Thanks for having me, Jan.
Well, what I'd like to do to start off, I was very excited when I heard about the Kingsville Folk Festival, but the question I have to ask at the start, and this is your chance to pitch the festival to all our listeners, is why do we need a festival in Kingsville?
Well, it's interesting that in all the years that my husband John and I toured in Canada, folk music kind of stopped London. There is a folk club in Windsor, but it's very rare that we get folk musicians coming down this way. So when we bought a house in the region and realized that there was a need, and we thought we wanted to bring music to this area, bring folk music to this area.
So we should mention that you are Michelle Law, which makes you half of the duo that is the Laws, your husband John. And you mentioned, I think you bought a music store in Kingsville, is that right?
Yeah, we opened a music store in Kingsville, and we're on the main street, 5 Main East, and we have our festival headquarters located within that store as well.
So when you started things off, I think you also started the Sun Parlor Folk Music Society as well. Is that right?
That's right, Jan. We incorporated as a nonprofit and put a board of directors together. And our mandate is through our annual folk festival and a concert series, we are raising money to provide financial assistance to area kids to access the arts. So that might be, and not just music, but any art, and could be workshops, could be mentoring sessions, could be lessons.
So tell us a little bit about the festival itself. I gather that, you know, starting a festival, I mean, it's not just the same as putting a show on. There's a lot of planning that needs to go in. And I gather that you actually took advantage of a lot of people in the folk world to try and help you get started.
We have some really great friends and peers. Well, John and I, because we know so many people after years of touring ourselves, yeah, it's really easy to pick up the phone and call James Keelahan or a Don Bird or talk to Terry Wickham in Edmonton. People it's a wonderful community, and it's really interesting being on the other side as far as being the person doing the booking and the organizing of an event. So, and the best thing, in a way, is that these folks have been doing it for so long that they know the things not to do. So they tell us right away, okay, don't do this. We wish we hadn't done this to start out with. Don't do this. It's just the best advice in the world.
And I imagine you probably got quite a lot of support from regional and municipal government as well, did you?
Yeah, we've got incredible support from the town. It's interesting that when we approached the town of Kingsville, we went to council and talked about the whole concept. And they had actually just done an arts and culture master plan survey in town. So they had canvassed the neighborhood and the residents and asked them what they'd like to see as far as arts and culture. And people said they'd like to see a major event like a music festival in town. So it's all been perfect timing, and it's all been too easy, maybe. I hate to say that because we're working 24 hours a day, but it's just that the support is incredible. We've gotten great support, financial support, from the provincial government for marketing. Our neighboring town, Leamington, even though they're enduring the closure and then semi-reopening of Hines and losing a lot of people losing jobs, they've provided support as well.
Well, you know, one of the things that impressed me when I heard about the festival was the fact that you have Bruce Coburn coming to headline on Saturday night, which to me is a statement of intent. I think that obviously Bruce Coburn has been a tremendously successful musical artist in Canada, in the US, generally known worldwide. And I think the fact that he's going to be your headliner on Saturday night certainly, to me, speaks a lot to intent.
I think that, you know, you mentioned about us talking to other people in the folk world. The advice that we got over and over was hire great acts, hire great acts. And everybody, Bruce Coburn's name came up all of the time. So it just was a matter of talking to him and him wanting to be here to help us on our first year. And then I have to say, like, Bruce Coburn is spectacular, and so are all of the other acts that we've hired. New, you know, up-and-coming and established artists that are really, really great on stage, because we have a job to educate our audience in this region, because this is brand new. And we thought, what better way than to have people that are so great on stage that can provide that intimate performance and interact with the audience so well.
Well, another one of the things I loved was the fact that you have started out with basically a very clear mandate that obviously it's a folk festival. You're going to be featuring loads of acoustic roots music, but also this commitment for 50% Canadian content as well. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, I think, well, again, being a Canadian artist, I just think it's important. We have spectacular artists in this country. And again, because we are fairly remote center musically for folk music in this area, we really wanted to make this an area for our fellow folk musicians in Canada to be able to tour to, be it to our series or other opportunities that pop up in the area or the annual folk festival.
So we mentioned Bruce Coburn's name. Who else do you have lined up at the festival?
We have some folk festival favorites, such as Ken Whiteley, and we have Tannis Lemon, Valdi, David Francie, J. J.P. Cormier, Ron Hines, Jane Sivery, Russell DeCarl Trio, Russell from Prairie Oyster. We have up-and-coming acts such as Jaron Freeman Fox and The Opposite of Everything, Trent Severn. We've got unknown in this area, Richard Smith. He's from England. He's a spectacular guitar player, and I cannot wait to see him on stage with J.P. Cormier. There's just so many acts that we're really, really excited about. And some of the program is really fun, too. Like we've got Bruce Coburn has agreed to do a workshop stage on Saturday afternoon as well. So we have the first annual and our very first Legends session, which will be Bruce Coburn and Ken Whiteley and Valdi on stage together.
Well, that sounds as if it's going to be awesome. You know, one of my favorite things at festivals are the workshops that take place during the day. Now, you're going to have, I think, 4 stages running during the day and then an evening main stage. Is that how it's going to work?
That's correct, Dan. Yep, 4 stages. And one of the stages is dedicated to family entertainment. So we've got the wonderful Fred Penner, and we have a belly dance workshop. We have a fiddle and step dance workshop. We've got kids karaoke happening as well. And that's something we saw in Texas, and it was so well received, we had to do it. We've got Magoo. We've got a ukulele workshop. Don Creighton from the Sirens is doing a bit of a theater, interactive theater piece. It's already in the Babbling Birds.
It sounds like you have a great program set up. I'd like to talk a little bit about Lakeside Park, because obviously you're using the park within Kingsville. Could you tell us a little bit about the setup for the site itself?
I should say that before choosing this site, we looked from Chatham. We started in Chatham and Wheatley and Leamington, and we ended up, the last place we looked was Kingsville, and we went to Lakeside Park and stepped out of the car and said, this is it. And it's a site that it has just enough change in geography that we can accommodate 4 stages during the day without any sound bleed. There's trees right on the shores of the sandy beach of Lake Erie. It's spectacular. It has history. There's an old pavilion, a closed-in pavilion now, that years ago had people like the Jackson 5 perform there. So there's this great history of music already at this park, and we're just bringing it back.
It sounds very exciting, and I know you need that enthusiasm, and obviously, especially at the start of something new like this. It sounds to me as if it's going to go from strength to strength. Can you just speak about accessibility? I know I was asked just to ask you about that. Are there going to be things in place for people that have physical challenges that might make it tricky for them to navigate certain aspects of a festival site?
Yeah, that's a good question, because this site actually is really well used by the residents of town. So there's very fine graveled pathways that are at least, I think, about 4 or 5 feet wide. So it's perfectly accessible. There were stairs that went from the upper area to the lower, and they replaced that with a gentle ramp as well. It goes across a creek. So it's completely accessible. It's, as I say, there's pathways everywhere, wide, really easy to get around.
Now, if people are interested in the festival, how would they best get information about it?
The best thing to do is to go to the website, and that's kingsvillefolkfest.org. And all of the information is on this site. If there's contact info, if they need to call, they can call here. It will come to us at the office. And you can hit a link and go to a ticket break site to buy tickets online as well.
No, that's perfect. So check out kingsvillefolkfest.org. It certainly is a great website. There is also a wonderful YouTube video. I know we posted it on our website before at folkrootsradio.com.
Thank you.
The video gives you a chance to see everybody that will be coming to the Kingsville Festival.
And the video was done by we had 2 co-op students for the season. They just finished 2 weeks ago when school ended, and they didn't really understand what folk music was. So we said, how about you guys put a video together, a montage of all the artists? So they did the research and found all of the clips and put them all together, and then they actually took it a step further and went to some of the area schools and played the video to the school kids just to let them see what the festival's all about, to encourage them to volunteer as well.
And well, actually, you raised a good question. Is there still an opportunity for people to get involved in volunteering at the festival?
Yes, there is. Yep, we we've still got room for volunteers if people want to sign up, and as well, all of that information's on the website.
Okay, so check out the website if you want to perhaps volunteer at Kingsville this year. Michelle, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. I'm certainly looking forward to coming to the festival. Remember, the festival takes place from August 8th to 10th in Lakeside Park in Kingsville. You can get all the information you need at kingsvillefolkfest.org. It's been great to talk to you today, Michelle. There's one thing I'd like to do before we finish today, and that's get you to introduce the next song, which will be from David Francie, who, remember, is one of the performers that will be in Kingsville. What would you like us to play?
Thanks, Dan. How about Pandora's Box from So Say We All, Dave Francie's new CD?
Wonderful choice. Very much looking forward to seeing him in Kingsville. Thanks again for talking to us today.
Thanks so much, Dan. Look forward to seeing you here, too.
And what's it like behind those eyes? Watch the weary world go by unnoticed, unrecognized, unbowed, uncowed, unbroken. Pandora's box wide open, hasping hinges broken. Pandora's box wide open. And amid the braying of the herd and the steady fraying of the nares, then of a million, million words that are left unspoken, Pandora's box wide open, hasping hinges broken, Pandora's box wide open. Keep the beast at bay, no muzzle to get in the way. Measured words of discontent, quiet voice raised in dissent, wheels of justice badly bent, bent and all but broken, Pandora's box wide open, hasping hinges broken, Pandora's box wide open. But it's what I see, I can't deny the evidence of my own eyes. Man exalted, man despised, man all bent and broken, Pandora's box wide open, hasping hinges broken, Pandora's box wide open.